Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Liberation League, where we teach you why every time you lose the weight, it gets easier and easier to regain it. But we also teach you how you can escape the diet cycle and never diet again. And if you've been listening to the past several podcasts, I just want to mention what I've been mentioning in the last couple. And that is that if you could kindly just go up to the subscribe section, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. That gives the algorithm the knowledge to know that you find the show valuable, and then it will go ahead and push us out to other users so that people can discover our podcast and benefit from the information that we put out. But what I wanted to talk about today is something that probably at some point drives everybody crazy. And it's the calorie in, calorie out myth. Or I shouldn't necessarily say myth. I should say misunderstanding. Because doesn't it drive you crazy whenever a fitness guru or some kind of teacher tells you that the reason that you're not losing weight is simply due to the fact that you're not in a calorie deficit? And the reason why they tell you this, I'm going to be honest, I'm going to put it all out there. The reason why they tell you this is because they assume that you're not adhering to their 1400 calorie plan. They assume that you're cheating or just not reporting your calories accurately. And so they just throw out there, hey, you're not in a calorie deficit, because that's a much nicer way of saying that they think that you're cheating on the diet that they've given you. And while this can be true, it is also lazy. It's lazy because it's not always true. And it shows a lack of understanding of how your metabolism always works. And while they are accurate in saying that you're not in a calorie deficit, because if you're not losing weight, you're not in a calorie deficit. That's the reality. But if you're not losing weight on their 1400 calorie plan, there is something else going on, because at that point you should be in a deficit. And 1400 calories is very low, and it's not the kind of deficit you should be in. But 1400, you should be losing weight at that point, unless there's some kind of deeper issue going on. And what it shows is a lack of understanding of how your metabolism actually works. You see, your metabolism is what determines whether or not you lose weight or gain weight or even maintain weight. And your metabolism is adaptive and reacts to the inputs and outputs that we're feeding it. For example, let's say that you're like somebody I spoke to over the weekend who feels like they've been on a diet for decades, and you have been restricting longer than you can remember. Here's what's going on. Your metabolism has adapted to the fact that it is constantly in diet mode, and its maintenance is now 1,300 calories, let's say. And so when you adhere to a 1,400 calorie diet plan and you're frustrated when the scale just won't budge, technically you're not in a deficit. And so they are correct on that issue. But the question isn't, why aren't you in a calorie deficit? The question is, what are you supposed to do? At that point, when you hear somebody say, well, you're not in a calorie deficit and you're eating 1,400 calories, what does that make you think you should do? Well, it makes you think that you should go ahead and lower your calories even more. And what are you going to do? Eat 1,000 calories a day? That's just not sustainable or healthy. You're going to end up banging your head against the wall when you just can't figure out why your weight loss attempts just aren't working. You know, this is the exact same situation that I found one of my clients in, and we'll call him Tim for the sake of anonymity. But when I met Tim, he was eating one meal a day, and he couldn't understand why his efforts were stalling out. And so the very first thing that we did was make sure he was eating at least 3 meals throughout the day. And I'm going to give you a hint. The reason why I did this is because I understood the impact that one meal per day was having on his metabolism. And you know what? He was so excited when he jumped on a call to tell me the news a couple weeks later, although he did leave me in suspense a little bit, because kind of here's how the conversation went. He said, so I've been following your advice, and then just left it hanging there. And I said, okay. And then with a smile across his face, he said, I've lost 6 pounds already. And that was just 2 weeks in. In the following weeks, he also began to notice that he slept better. He had a better mood, he had better digestion, and he gained more confidence to have more flexibility with his diet, all while losing more fat than he ever had on that one meal a day diet. And this is speaking to the fact that when you understand how the metabolism works and you feed it appropriately, then your body feels safe enough to drop the fat that it's been holding on to. And so in Tim's example, Tim was eating just one meal a day. And so his body was literally afraid to lose fat because his body felt that if it let go of the fat, that it was afraid that it was never going to be fed. And the reason why it was afraid that it was never going to be fed is because, you guessed it, Tim wasn't feeding it in the first place. And so he could actually eat more while losing fat in order to see the results that he was almost torturing himself to see in the first place. And so if you're in that situation and you're adhering to your 1400 calorie diet plan and just not seeing the results that you want to see, it's probably because your metabolism has maladapted and there's something going on a little bit of a deeper level that needs to be solved before your body feels safe enough to drop that fat that it's been holding on to. And you can take this podcast as permission to start prioritizing eating protein and other whole natural foods so that you can rev up your metabolism and start losing fat for yourself as well. And with all that being said, just another reminder that if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, go ahead and do so so that other people can learn about and benefit from the information that we provide. And with all that being said, we'll see you next time on the Liberation League.
Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.